Welcome to the SDC Daily Podcast. This term we're looking at Matthew's Gospel. If this podcast encourages you, why not pass on the link?
Hello and welcome to Wednesday's podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. My name is Sam and I've recently joined the staff team here at SDC. Now, I first moved to Sheffield back in 2016 and I was a student here for 3 wonderful years. I then moved to London for a while before coming back up north this September. And it's a real joy to bring you an encouragement from the Bible today. So wherever and whenever you're listening, I pray that this passage and my words bring real hope and life to your day. We're going to be looking together at chapter 10 of Matthew's Gospel, focusing specifically on verses 7 to 10. Let me read it to us now. It says, "As you go, proclaim this message, the kingdom of heaven has come near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, and drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Do not get any gold or silver or copper to take with you in your belts. No bag for the journey or extra shirt or sandals or a staff, for the worker is worth his keep. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God." So at this point in Matthew's Gospel, we've seen Jesus doing all sorts of Jesus-y things. He's healing lepers, he's driving out demons, he's teaching people the ways of life in all its fullness. And as I'm sure you can imagine, he started to develop quite the posse. People followed him around to watch and to learn. And this passage sees Jesus giving authority to the people who had been following him, his disciples. He gives to them the power to do everything that they've just spent all that time watching him do. Then Jesus sends them out with a kit list that doesn't exactly sound like you're off to a 5-star spa retreat. He says, "Forget about your Monzo card. Leave your change of flip-flops at home and don't even think about the walking stick." But he leaves the disciples with this task: announce that the kingdom of heaven is near and do what he had been doing. God will provide all that they needed. And off they go. During the summer of 2017, at the end of my first year at uni, 3 friends and I took part in something called Escape and Pray. Now, Escape and Pray was a 72-hour mission trip, and the whole premise is based around this passage in Matthew 10. We were to put Jesus' instructions given to his first disciples into practice 2,000 years later. The idea was to travel to a city in Europe with no money, no plans, and nowhere to stay. Just some friends and a God who provides. We didn't even get told where we were going, just to show up at Manchester Airport at 7 a.m. on a certain day. We then opened an envelope containing 4 tickets to Zagreb in Croatia. To help you imagine the scene, think Top Gear Challenge, just more Jesus Christ and a little less Jeremy Clarkson. Our mission for the trip was to connect with other believers, to pray for people, and to trust that the Lord would feed us and provide places for us to stay. And to cut a really long story short, he did. I have so many stories of God's faithfulness and kindness from that trip, but the biggest takeaway was how time and time again, God provided. After returning from Croatia, I remember beginning to reflect on what had been some of the best moments of my life. But I also began to feel a tension. A tension between what had happened over the weekend and what was my everyday life. A tension between the 3 days I'd spent totally reliant on God's provision and the other 7,000 regular days I had under my belt. I wonder if you've ever felt like this. I found myself returning to this passage in Matthew 10 and asking questions like, do I need to give up on uni? Should I sell everything I have and live out of a backpack? In that moment, I felt the Lord reminding me that his desire for us is to trust him in the ordinary, every day, not just in the exciting moments. He reminded me that everything we have is because of his provision. The porridge for breakfast, the car for the school run, the roof over your head. I wonder if you need reminding of this today, because I certainly do. You see, he's just as faithful in the season that feels dry and monotonous as he is in the season when life seems to be at its best. If you, like me, need reminding of this truth, we're in good company. There's this beautiful moment at the end of Luke's Gospel, just before Jesus is arrested and led to Calvary. At this point, it's a couple of years down the line from when Jesus is first commissioned his disciples. A lot has happened since then. Unsure of what's to come, confused by the events of the past couple of days, and seemingly so exhausted that they can't even stay awake to keep watch. But in this moment, Jesus reminds them of their calling. He reminds them of his promise. He reminds them of his faithfulness. Now, this moment is in Luke 22, and Jesus asks his disciples this question. He says, "When I sent you without a purse, a bag, or sandals, did you lack anything?" "Nothing," they answered. They lacked nothing. The Lord provided all that they needed. Food, clothes, places to stay, people to meet. He had it all covered. It's just as true when the disciples were first called in Matthew 10, as it is as Jesus is about to be led away to be crucified. He is faithful, he is good, he will provide. And in this moment where it must have felt like the whole world of the disciples was falling around them, Jesus reminds them of their calling and reminds them of who has got their back. I'm sure you've heard it time and time again, but these are crazy times that we find ourselves in. I wonder if you're actually quite enjoying this season of life. Maybe it's more time with the family, a slower pace. I also wonder if you can relate to what the disciples were feeling in this moment in the Garden of Gethsemane. Everything is changing. Life is seemingly never going to be the same. Confusion, grief, anguish. The disciples were unaware of what was to come. They hadn't read the end of the book. It hadn't even been written yet. But in that moment, Jesus reaffirms his call on their lives. He reminds them of their purpose and reminds them of his faithfulness. And in the excitement when the Lord calls us for the first time, just like the disciples, to the moments when everything seems to be lost. He's done it before. He will do it again. He's provided before. He will provide again. Let's pray together now. Father, thank you for this passage of scripture. Thank you that your kingdom is here. Lord, help us to usher it in. Thank you that time and time again you provide, and we're sorry for when we forget that truth. Help us to trust you more. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Matthew chapter 10, verses 1 to 20. Jesus called his 12 disciples to him and gave them authority to drive out impure spirits and to heal every sickness and disease. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, who he called Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James, son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the zealot and Judas Iscariot who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. Do not go among the Gentiles or enter any town of the Samaritans. Go rather to the lost sheep of Israel. As you go, proclaim this message. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, now freely give. Do not get any gold or silver or copper to take with you in your belts. No bag for the journey or extra shirt or sandals or a staff, for the worker is worth his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, search there for someone who is worthy and stay at their house until you leave. As you enter the home, give it your blessing. If the home is deserving, let your peace rest on it. If it is not, let your peace return to you. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, leave that home or town and shake the dust off your feet. Truly I tell you, it will be more bearable for Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town. I'm sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves. Be on your guard. You will be handed over to the local councils and be flogged in the synagogues. On my account, you will be brought before governors and kings as witnesses to them and to the Gentiles. But when they arrest you, do not worry about what you say or how you say it. At that time, you will be given what to say, for it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Darkness to light, set my feet high on this mountain, put my enemies to flight. So I now will praise you as long as I live. I will praise you again and again. When I walk through the valley, I will not fear, for you are my strength and my shield. When everything around me is overtaken, now I know shaken. I'll never be shaken. I'll never be shaken. I'll never be shaken. I'll never be shaken. Turn my darkness to light. Set my feet high on this mountain. Put my enemies to flight. So I now will praise you as long as I live. As long as I live. I will praise you again and again. When I walk through the valley, I will not fear, for you are my strength and my shield. When everything around me is overtaken, and I will know I'll never be shaken.